106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
There is a zoo in Denmark, and they are making an appeal for people to donate their pets. Now, at first, when I saw that headline, I was like, that sounds kind of fun. Like, I could put my dog in like the zoo for the day or something like that. Nope. It's for food. They are asking people to donate their pets to feed to the lions.
What?
Feed to the lions. Now, they're not monsters. No cats, no dogs. But everything else is good.
How is that not still monstrous?
Like rabbits, chickens, guinea pigs, even small horses.
Oh, my.
To feed to the lions. And the response, obviously, from most people, outrage. Like, what are you doing? This is crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess Danish people are just different, because there's a bunch of people also saying, no, this is good. You're all too soft. This is how lions should be eating. Live, healthy, whole animals that they have to hunt and kill and eat. Fur, bones, all of that. Which is what the zoo is kind of saying, too.
Okay, then the zoo needs to send them back to where they came from.
Right.
The lions?
Yes. If we're so concerned with the idea that, hey, these lions that we stole.
Or raised in captivity.
Well, they don't know the difference.
Yeah, then they don't know.
Right. As a purveyor of numerous creatures, I've had pet rats. I have had birds. I have had guinea pigs. I've had a dwarf bunny. The idea that I would just go, you know what I like more? This lion I can't touch.
Right.
This lion that, given the opportunity, would kill me too. That makes us the same, guinea pig.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and if you're wondering too, like, well, but what if you had like a sick pet? And, like, this is a way to, like...
Let it be terrified right before its final moment.
Or, like, maybe you viewed it more as a circle of life or return to nature or something like that. It doesn't matter. They don't want your sick pets. They specifically said, only accepting healthy animals.
This is...
Who would donate
it? Horrible.
Oh, my God. I mean, the only thing I can think of is... that this would be allowed only if you got to watch the lion eat it.
Why don't even want to watch it. Worse.
Oh my God. I know that sounds crazy.
It does. It sounds awful.
But there's something. Remember what it was like. Maybe girls are different. But when I was a young boy, and that nature documentary would come on and a commercial for it, and it would show like orcas beaching themselves to get seals and stuff like that. You're repulsed, but you couldn't look away.
I don't know that seal.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seal has never eaten from my hand and lived in my house.
That's a good point.
It does feel a little bit different. Also, do you know that guinea pigs scream?
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're not just like doing their like, huh, like that? Is that a scream? That's not a scream.
I've heard it scream.
Like when they're scared?
I heard Sid scream.
So if it can.
So you want that?
No, the lion does. So, okay, if a guinea pig can scream in ecstasy, a guinea pig can feel terror.
At the very least, it can sound like it's terrified.
Okay. What if we just gave it chickens? I feel like, and I don't, you can cancel me if you want. I feel like chickens are too dumb to actually realize.
I mean, I can understand loving your chickens and feeling like they have a personality, because it does seem like they kind of do.
They do?
Seems like it, at least on TikTok.
Okay.
But if it's a wayward chicken, go to Carmichael.
Right. And why does it have to be a pet? Just go buy some chickens.
Seriously.
Danish zoo?
You can get them at, Tractor Supply.
That's right, you can.
Yeah.
So listen, I don't know.
What, how about just not domesticated animals? Like, are we asking that much?
It does seem kind of crazy that, like, Are you out of animals, Denmark?
Right.
Are there none walking around in the wild anymore?
Do they have to be something you love?
Right. Because I would assume that, like, if it's domesticated, it's loved. A little horse? Have you ever seen a little horse?
They want to feed very
little
cute. Horses?
Yeah, that was one of the things that I mentioned, a little horse.
But you can get a tax write-off.
For what?
It says obtain a tax deduction for the value of the horse if you donate it.
Well, there you go. That almost makes up for your kids crying.
Right. And me.
For why little Sebastian no longer lives in the backyard.
Oh, no.